An international agency says Iraq's decrepit oil industry requires $5 billion of investment. Fatih Birol is the chief economist for the Paris-based International Energy Agency. He told a conference in Washington that at least $5 billion is needed to boost Iraq's production capacity to 4 million barrels a day. Currently, Iraq is producing less than 1.5 million barrels a day. U.S. officials would like Iraqi production to recover to pre-2003 war levels of 2.5 million barrels sometime next year. Oil exports have resumed, but only from Iraq's southern fields. Pipeline problems and sabotage continue to hinder restoration of exports north to Turkey. Mr. Birol says his cost figures are conditional, among other things, on peace in the country and the establishment of a provisional government.
And second, the structure of the Iraqi oil sector, how is it going to be restructured, including the role of SOMO? And the third, what about the contracts which were done before the war? What will be the implications of those, let's say, contracts? And finally, what will be the Iraqi policies vis-à-vis OPEC and OPEC policies vis-à-vis Iraq?
At the same Center for Strategic and International Studies conference, oil analyst Robert Abel said the Iraqi oil fields are in a deplorable condition.
Fields have been damaged by overproduction, water flooding, lack of investment, and I feel that if we return to the 2.5 million barrels per day and try to maintain that for a while, we will further damage the field. So, and that further damage will lead to higher costs.
Mindful that Iraq has the world's second largest oil reserves and a low cost of production, economist Lee Hoskins, a former Federal Reserve Board governor, wants the American occupiers to assure that the Iraqi people gain title to their country's vast oil wealth. Mr. Hoskins wants ownership certificates issued to every Iraqi.
What I'm trying to get at here is that there's probably $100 billion in terms of the oil reserves in the ground right now. That's capital that can't be used if we wait to pump it out. If we assign rights based on international oil companies bidding on, say, 5 or 6 pools of oil and simply issuing stock to everyone over the age of 18, those people can then sell it to Merrill Lynch or to anybody they want. They can keep it and earn a dividend.
Mr. Hoskins said his idea will be difficult to implement and is certain to be opposed by those who want Iraq's state-owned oil company to retain its dominant and monopolistic status. Barry Wood, VOA News, Washington.